All right, I will say good morning. A lot to do today. Today's daf is Samecha 68. A lot to do today. We are picking up at the Gemara Samech Zayin Amud Beis 67b. So if you remember again, we saw in the Mishnah an interesting, I don't know if we call it a machlokes, but a difference of, we'll call it a difference of opinion. Meaning what? So remember again, the Mishnah said that once the Omer is offered, so Chadash, the new crop, meaning any crop that grew between last Pesach and this current Pesach becomes permitted. So the Mishnah then records a reality. What was the reality? That as soon as they offered the Omer, if you walked into the marketplace of Yerushalayim, so you would find that the marketplace was already adorned with new crop. With specifically, again, the Mishnah says, Malei kemach kali, you would find already, again, roasted flour. So then the Mishnah records that Rabbi Yehuda, Shelober Tzon Chachamim, so the Chachamim didn't like this, and Rabbi Yehuda was okay with it. Right? So the Chachamim were not okay with it. The truth is, I take it back, really, Rabbi Meir says the Chachamim weren't okay with it, Rabbi Yehuda says the Chachamim were okay with it. So it's a machlokis in the Chachamim, were they okay in it or not? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda dilma asi lemechal minahu. So I don't understand, Rabbi Yehuda, how can you say that the rabbis were okay with this? After all, again, isn't this playing with fire? In other words, we'll say, obviously, for there to be roasted flour, the moment that the Omer was offered, by definition, means what? Means what? That they were already harvesting and working with chadash grain already when before the Omer was offered. So is there not a general concern that if they're working with harvesting and preparing Omer chadash grain before the Karban Omer, then what? Then halacha lemaisa may come to eat it. So how could Rabbi Yehuda be okay with that? To which the Gemara says, Or minu, I'll raise the kasha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, botkin or arba'asar, oba arba'asar shachris, oba shas saber. So this is actually amazing. Rabbi Yehuda was about bedikas chametz. Rabbi Yehuda holds that halacha is you can do bedikas chametz on the night of Erev Pesach, and Erev Pesach in the morning, up until the Shas Beer, up until it's the time to go in and burn the Chametz. But Rabbi says, in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi says, Ava mikan ve'elich lo, afilu lo batak v'zmano de gazvina mishum dilma asi lemechal kishim otzi ve'pesach. So what Rabbi Yehuda holds, if you did not check for Chametz, at the time, by the time of beer, the halacha is you no longer do bedikas chametz. Why not? What are we concerned about? Because we'll say at that point then we're concerned that if you end up finding it, you may come to eat it. So therefore, again, Rabbi Yehuda holds that halacha lemaisa, if you didn't check it up until the zman beer, you no longer check it again. You no longer check for it again. V'chum say no. Loba, Dr. Chum say, we'll say that even if you fail to check for chametz, even on Erev Pesach by the Shas beer, you do bedikas chametz even on Pesach itself. So we'll say, what do you see from here? You see from here that Rabbi Yehuda is concerned that you may come to what? That you may come to eat forbidden substances if you are actively involved in them. And the Chachamim say, we're not concerned for that. So we'll say, if Rabbi Yehuda holds that I'm not allowed to check for chametz on Pesach itself, lest I come to consume the chametz itself, then Rabbi Yehuda certainly shouldn't allow me to go ahead and harvest and work with chadash grain before the bringing of the Omer, lest I go ahead and what? Come to consume that grain. To which the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, shiny chadash. Chadash is different. Why? Tap of Samaches. Mitoch shelo hutshrolo. Ela al yedei kituf zacharu. Bosei, the halacha is that if you go ahead and you want to harvest chadash grain prior to the bringing of the Omer, you have to do so with a shinui. But say shinui means, in other words, with kituf. But say kituf means you can pluck it. You are not allowed to harvest chadash grain with a sickle. Rather, you have to go ahead and essentially harvest it by hand. So because you have to harvest it with a shinui, a person is going to realize that what? This grain is different and I have to be careful not to eat it. Amar li Abaye. Abaye says, that's fine. Teinich k'tzira. So that's fine in terms of there's a shinui with harvesting it. But t'china v'harkada ma'ika l'meimar. Rabbi said, let's say I'm not the guy harvesting. I'm just the guy preparing it. So again, when it comes to grinding or sifting the wheat, it seems to be that it's grinded or sifted like any other wheat. If that's the case, then isn't there a concern that what? that I may come to go and inadvertently eat it prior to the offering of the Omer. So the Gemara says, Halokasha, that's not a problem. Tchina berecha dider, both say there's a shinui. When you grind up chadash wheat prior to the bringing of the Omer, you have to grind it up in a hand mill, as opposed to in a larger mill. Harkada, similarly by sifting, agabe nafa, use the back of the sieve, or not the regular side of the sieve. So what I say, the Gemara is answering essentially that when you go ahead and you work with chadash produce prior to the beginning of the Omer, you work with it with the shinui at every single stage. There's a shinui with how you harvest it. There's a shinui with how you sift it. There's a shinui with how you grind it. There's a shinui with how you sift it. Because there's a shinui at every single stage, therefore what? We are not concerned that you will come to inadvertently consume it. So the Gemara says, "I beis hashalchin d'shayri ketzira." What about Rabbi Osai in a beis hashalchin? Rabbi Osai beis hashalchin, Rashi says, is a field that is watered with irrigation. So we'll say, so the idea over here is the grain, because it doesn't have rainfall, there's a concern that's what? Look at Rashi just a moment. So we'll say, so because a beis hashalchin ultimately, again, doesn't have a regular water supply, if you don't harvest that wheat at a certain time, you will lose the crop. So again, when it comes to a beis hashalchin, so Chazal allowed for the harvesting of the wheat, even in a normal fashion, prior to the bringing of the Omer. Because if we don't allow it, it's going to result in a significant loss. So beis hashalchin, the shayik tzira, disnan, kotzun beis hashalchin, shebe'amakim, avalo gochin. So both say you could harvest the beis hashalchin that's in the valleys, but you can't pile the wheat. So what is it to say? So both say, so you told me that we're okay with allowing you to go ahead and work with chadash produce even prior to the bringing of the Omer. We're not concerned you're going to come to eat it. Why? Because you're using a shinui. So what about in the beis hashalchin where I'm not using a shinui? What is there to say in that case? I'll tell you why. Chadash badil minei chametz. Lo badil mine. So Rabbi says, actually very interesting. Sabai says, it's very simple. When it comes to chadash, we assume that people distance themselves from the consumption of chadash until when? Until the bringing of the Omer. Rabbi says, for a very simple reason. Chadash has been off limits this entire year. People know you can't eat chadash. So because of that, people separate themselves from chadash, and we're not concerned, even if they work with the crop prior to the bringing of the Omer, they're not going to eat it before the Omer. We'll say, Masha'inkin chametz. Chametz is permitted 51 weeks out of the year, right? There's only 1 week that it's not permitted, and there's a real concern. There's a real concern that what? That halacha lemaisa, even on Pesach itself, you may come to consume it. That's why Rabbi Yehuda holds that halacha lemaisa, if you did not do bedika by the shas beer, then what? You don't do bedika again. We don't want you looking for the chametz, because we're actually concerned that what? That if you find it, you may come to go ahead and what? To consume it. So Amar Rava, Rava said, Rabbi Yehuda kasha. Adrabana lo kasha. So Rava says, you're only focusing on the inherent contradiction between the shittos of Rabbi Yehuda in chadash and chametz. Aye, what about the Rabbanon? See, Rabbosai, the Rabbanon apparently are okay with you searching for chametz on Pesach and are not concerned that if you find some, you're going to eat it. Yet what? Are concerned that if we allow you to work with chadash produce before the bringing of the Omer, you may come to eat it. So how do you reconcile that contradiction? Ela Amar Rava, Rabbi Yehuda lo kasha kedishanei. So what Rava says, Rabbi Yehuda is not contradicting himself. As we just explained, Rabbi says, Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is, when it comes to chadash, inshi badil minei, people are not going to eat chadash. Chadash has been usher the entire year. They know they have to wait until the bringing of the Omer. And even if they work with the produce, we're not concerned that may come to inadvertently eat it. Chametz, which is mutter over the overwhelming majority of the year, we are concerned that if we tell you to search for chametz on Pesach, you will come to eat the chametz. Aye, what about the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon lo kasha. Hu atzmo machzor lo v'sarfo, mechal achol minei. See, Rabbosai, the Rabbanon say, come on, we're telling you to search for chametz on Pesach. Why, Rabbosai? Why? Because you failed to do so before Pesach. What's the whole point of bedikas chametz? What's the whole point? The whole point is search and destroy. Right? The whole point is find it and destroy it. We're not concerned that someone in the course of bedikas chametz is going to come and eat the chametz. It's totally counterintuitive. The whole reason you're searching is in order to destroy it. Therefore, Chazal said, we're not concerned that you're going to come to eat it. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, which is actually the way you pass, halacha lemaisa, if you fail to do bedikas chametz before Pesach, you would do bedikas chametz on Pesach itself. Ravashi amar, tabiuda debu lokasha. So Ravashi says, the truth is Rabbi Huda is not contradicting himself. Why not? Kemach kali tnan. Because they'll say, what did the Mishnah say? What did they put out in the, what did they put out ultimately again in the, sorry, what did they put out in the marketplaces of Yerushalayim? Kemach kali. Look at Rashi. Kemach kali. De'in ru'uyin la'achila kin kemach shalanu. So we'll say, it's putting out roasted flour. It wasn't fit for consumption. Or we'll say, what they were putting out is a flour that could be used, that could be made fit for consumption, but the actual item that was put out was not actively fit for consumption. Because of that, we're not concerned that a person will come to eat it prior to the offering of the Karban Omer. So the Gemara says, V'had Ravashi Berusahi. So we'll say, and the Gemara says, by the way, Ravashi's statement is not really true. Berusa literally, or Berusa literally means it's on the outside, it's on the periphery, which is another way of saying you're wrong. So the Gemara says, Teinach. So the Gemara says, Teinach Mikali Ve'ilach Ad Kali Ma'ika Le'meimar. So we'll say, here's what's interesting. Apparently, before the flour was roasted, it was fit for consumption. It's only once it's roasted that it becomes unfit for consumption. So, okay, I understand that flour in its roasted state cannot be consumed as is. Therefore, there's no concern that someone's going to eat it prior to the offering of the Karban Omer. What about before? Right? Ad Kali. Right? Teinach Mikali Ve'ilach Ad Kali Ma'ika Le'meimar. V'chitema Hacha Nami Ayidei Kituf. So ultimately, again, maybe you'll say, well, we go back to what we said before, because this entire flour is being employed or being produced with all these various shinuyim, so there's no concern that ultimately, again, a person will come to inadvertently partake of it. So, Beis HaShalchan, the Shari Ketzira Ma'ika LeMeimar. What will you do in the case of outside the Beis HaShalchan, where these shinuyim are not necessarily put in place? Ella Hadrav Ashi Berusi. Rather, you have to say that which Rav Ashi said is in fact incorrect. Jebosai, what comes out ultimately, again, it appears that the machlokes is as follows. Rabbi Yehuda ultimately, again, was okay with the putting out of the grain, the roasted grain, in the marketplaces immediately after the Omer, even though what? Even though halacha lemaaseh meant that people were working with kadosh produce, even before the beginning of the Omer, and the logic seems to be because people know to stay away from Chadash. Because, again, for an entire year, Chadash was Aser, we're not concerned that people are going to come to consume it prior to the offering of the Omer. Masha'inkein Chametz, Rabbi Huda says that if you did not do the Bedika prior to Pesach, do not do the Bedika on Pesach itself, because we're actually concerned that Allah Lamaisi, if you find something, you'll come to eat it. Why? Because the overall majority of the year, Chametz is Mutter. The Rabbanon, on the other hand, I will say, hold differently. The Rabbanon seem to say that halacha lemaisa, we are concerned that you will come to eat chadash prior to the offering of the Omer, because you're actively preparing the wheat for consumption. Masha'en came Pesach, we're okay with you searching for it ultimately on Pesach itself. Why? Because since your entire intent of searching for it is halacha lemaisa since your entire purpose of searching for it is to destroy it, we're not concerned that you're going to come to consume it. So we'll say, at least by Pesach, by the way, we pass like the Chachamim, and indeed the halach is if you failed to do the Bedika prior to Pesach, the halach is you do the Bedika on Pesach itself. Not on Yom Tov itself, but rather, again, on Chol HaMoed itself. You would do this. That's how you pass. In terms of what was done, so the Mishnah, we'll say, I just want to point out, the Mishnah is not telling us a machlokes about what to do, what not to do. The Mishnah is telling us a metzias, a reality. We'll say, what was the reality? What was the reality? That when they offered up the Omer, the marketplace was already filled with Chadash produce. So obviously, the Mishnah is telling me what happened. Were the rabbis happy with what happened? Not happy with what happened? So there is a machlokis in the reaction of the rabbis to the actual practice. Rabbi Meir is saying they were not okay with it. Rabbi Huda is saying they were okay with it. But it's not a machlokis in halacha. The metzias was such that in fact this was happening. Says the Mishnah. Mishikara va'omer hutar chadash miyad. So we'll say when the omer was offered, chadash becomes permitted immediately. Immediately, harachokim mutar mechatzal sayom ulalon. We'll say the rachokim, which Rashi says she'inam yodim im adayin karav. So we'll say cities that were further away. We'll define the scope of this, but the cities which were further away from Yerushalayim. Therefore, again, we'll say they did not know exactly when the omer was offered or not. Mutar mechatzos hayom ulalon. They were permitted to eat chadash from midday and on. See, I will say, again, in Yerushalayim, they knew exactly when the Omer was offered, because word got out. Outside of Yerushalayim, I don't know when, so you could assume by Chatzos, by midday, the Omer was already offered. So the Gemara says, Mishchar Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Sheyehe Yom HaNeif Kulo Aser. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted that the entire second day of Yom Tov, what we call Yom HaNeif, which is the day of the waving of the Karban HaOmer. Rashi says, Yom Tes Zayin, this is the second day of Yom Tiv, the 16th of Nisan. The entire day should be Asr in Chadash. In other words, that you can't eat Chadash really until nightfall of the 17th of Nisan. So nightfall, the night, the third night of Pesach. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't say, why do I need a second of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? Midda Oraisa, in the absence of the Karban HaOmer, the entire second day of Pesach becomes Asr in Chadash. Where do I know that? Shne'emar ad etzem hayom hazeh. We'll say again, we'll understand what the drasha means, ad etzem hayom hazeh, but Rabbi Huda seems to be saying that the Karban is Asr ad etzem hayom hazeh until literally again, the fullness of this day has passed. We'll say, jumping back for just a moment. When the Beis HaMikdash stood, why is it that the faraway cities were permitted to eat Chadash already as of midday? What's the reason for that? Because we'll say again, they knew that Beis Din, which means right, Beis Din, the Beis HaMikdash, right? Ultimately, again, we're not lazy. That they got the Karban HaOmer done as soon in the morning as possible. The truth is, very often it was done first thing in the morning, but we know for sure by Chatzos it was done. Says the Gemara, Rav Shmuel Dami Tarbayo, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayom Omer Matir. So we'll say, here we go. So Rav and Shmuel both agree. When the Beis HaMikdash stood, so it was the Omer which was the Matir. It was the Omer which permitted, ultimately, again, Chadash consumption. Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, when the Beis HaMikdash was not standing, then what? So the Gemara says, Heir Mizrach Matir. Then as soon as the sun comes up on the second day of Yom Tiv, then what? Chadash is permitted. So we'll say, this is actually very interesting. So Rav and Shmuel say like this, when there's a Beis HaMikdash standing, it's the Karban Omer which permits Chadash. When the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, unfortunately, it is Heir Ayom, sunrise. Sunrise of the 16th of Nisan, sunrise of the second day of Pesach, ultimately permits Chadash. My timer, where do they get this from? Treikrei Ksiv, there are two Pesukim. Ksiv ad Yom Aviyachem. So Rabbi Sayyid, one Pasuk says that Chadash is Aser ad Yom Aviyachem until you bring it. Bring what? Bring the Karban Omer. So one Pasuk tells me that it is the bringing of the Karban Omer that is Matir Chadash. Uksiv ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh. But the Pasuk also says, literally again, ad etzem. Now here's what's interesting. Rashi says, ad etzem hayom, ad mare hayom, v'kasavar ad velo ad bichlal. So the way Rav and Shmuel understanding ad etzem hayom says, ad etzem means until the beginning of this day. Until this day is seen, ad mare hayom. Right? Until the beginning of the day. So I'll say, how do you reconcile these two ideas? Is Chadash Mutter when you bring the Karban Omer, or is Chadash Mutter at Etzem Yom as soon as the day begins? To which the Gemara says, not a contradiction, Ha Keitzad, Kan Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, when the Beis HaMikdash stands, so it's the Karban Omer that is Matir Chadash, Kan Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, and when Chas Shalom there is no Beis HaMikdash, then what? Then as soon as the sun comes up on the 16th of Nisan, Chadash is Mutter. So we'll say, that's Rav and Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan, Yishlagish Amritabayu, Rabbi Yochanan, Yishlagish say no. Afilu Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, Heyer Mizrach Matir. So Rabbi Yochanan and Yishlagish disagree. And they say, even when the Beis HaMikdash stands, and therefore there is a Karban HaOmer, Chadash is Mutter as soon as the sun comes up. as soon as Heir Mizrach, so ultimately again Chadash is Mutter. Chadash is Mutter. But one sec, what do you do with the pasuk that says, that seems to indicate that Chadash is only Mutter when Rabbah say, only once you bring the Karban, to which the Gemara answers, L'mitzvah. So we'll say, L'mitzvah means what? That the Torah is telling me that that's the ideal. The ideal is that you shouldn't eat Chadash until you bring the Karban to Omer. But halacha lemaisa, Rashi says, Mishanim the mitzvah, mitzvah lahamtin ad shiakrev haomer, babalaf hachi lo avar. It's a mitzvah, it's a good thing to wait to eat chadash until you bring the omer, but me'ikr hadin, chadash becomes mutter as soon as the sun comes up. So we'll say, now the Gemara raises a bunch of kashas on Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So we'll say, so fundamental machlokes, Rav and Shmuel versus Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rav and Shmuel, when there's a Beis HaMikdash, Omer allows for Chadash consumption. When there is no Omer, then as soon as the sun comes up, in Achinami, daybreak. Daybreak allows for Chadash consumption. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, daybreak always allows for Omer consumption. What's the role of the carbon? Mitzvah, ideally when the Beis HaMikdash stands, you should wait to bring the carbon until you eat Chadash. So Rabbi Yochanan raises a bunch of kashas. Mishakara v'Omer hotar Chadash miyad. The Mishnah said, once you bring the Omer, Chadash is permitted immediately, which seems to indicate to us what? That Halacha L'maaseh, it is only the bringing of the Omer which permits Chadash. The mitzvah. The Mishnah is just telling you lechatchila. Lechatchila is ready for the Omer. I haOmer hayamatir b'medina u'shtei alechem b'mikdash. We're going to see in the next Mishnah. It says the Omer is what permitted ultimately Chadash consumption b'medina outside of Yerushalayim, or I should say outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and shtei alechem in the Mikdash. So again, it sounds like the Omer is the matir lemitzvah. That's just lechatchila. Amud Beis. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash hiskan b'yochanan ben zakai she yom hanev kula aser. The Mishnah said when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said that the entire day of the Omer, the entire Yom HaNeif, the entire 16th of Nisan should be Aser. So my time. So we'll say, now let's take a step back. So what's the reason for this? What's the reason for this? It was actually amazing. We saw this in Sukkah as well. What's the reason for this? My time, Mehira Yibana Beis HaMikdash. Mehira Yibana Beis HaMikdash. Halavai, the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt speedily in our days. And what's going to happen, Rabbi Yosef? Yomru, Ishtakid Nilo Achanu Beheir Mizrach. Suppose here's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is concerned about. He's concerned about year one. Suppose year one when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. So what's going to happen? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, what we've just said before, Me'ikar Adin, it sounds like that when there is no Beis HaMikdash, Chadash becomes permitted immediately upon daybreak. Okay, now it's year one. Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. Once Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, really, what's the Ikar Halacha? When does Chadash become permitted? This is in Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's time. When does Chadash become permitted? Once you bring the Karban. Once you bring the Karban. What's going to be the problem? There are those who are going to see year one of the Beis HaMikdash, year one of Bayi Shlishi, who are also alive when? Obviously many years beforehand. And what are they going to say to themselves? Ishtakid, last year, when did we eat Chadash? When did we eat Chadash? Immediately upon daybreak. This year, we could also eat Chadash immediately upon daybreak. This year, when even though there's a Beis, let's also eat Chadash at daybreak. And they will forget, they won't realize that last year we ate Chadash at daybreak. Why? Because there was no Karban Omer. V'hashta di'ika Omer, Omer matir. But now that there's a Karban Omer, the Omer is matir. Now, remember, the Gemara is quoting this as a kasha against Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. V'yistakadaitcha l'mitzvah. And if you want to just say that really me'ikar adin, you could always eat Chadash at daybreak, and it's only a mitzvah, it's only l'chatchila, that you should wait until you bring the Karban Omer. Mishum mitzvah, leikom v'ligzer. Because of a lechatchila that you should wait for the Karban Omer, you should go ahead and make the entire day Aser. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's entire shita is predicated on the confusion that will occur or potentially occur in year one. People will say, we ate Chadash last year at daybreak. Now this year, with this basically, let's also eat Chadash at daybreak. Meanwhile, they should really wait for the Karban. But if you're saying Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, they're really waiting for the Karban Omer, it's only a lechatchila. It's only a meaning, it's a mitzvah. It's okay, it's lechatchila. But Me'ikar Adin, you could already go ahead and eat Chadash at daybreak, even when there is a Beis HaMikdash. Why would Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai make such a dramatic decree to aser the entire 16th of Nisan in Chadash, lest you go ahead and eat Chadash without the offering of the Karbana Omer. To which the Gemara says, V'isa adaitcha mislav mishum mislav yikum l'gzor amra, Nachar mar Yitzchak, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda amra. No, I say, no, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai actually holds of the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. What did he say? So remember again, Rashi says over here, Avram Nachar Rabbi Yochanan b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda amra, Dorah min HaTorah hu asra la'achar churban, v'lo mishum gzir shem yivana. We'll say, so remember again, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is of the opinion, he's holding Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? So the Gemara says, the Amar min HaTorah asr. We'll say, shitas Rabbi Yehuda, is Rabbi Yehuda holds that in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore in the absence of the Karban HaOmer, the entire day 16th, the 16th of Nisan, the second day of Pesach, is totally asr in Chadash. Totally asr in Chadash. So the Shene Emar, ad etzem hayom hazeh, ad itzumo shoyom, v'kasavar ad ve'ad bichlal. So we'll say he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that ad etzem hayom hazeh does not mean until daybreak, as Ravin Shmuel said, but rather, what does it mean? It means ad itzumo shoyom, until the entirety of the day, ad ve'ad bichlal, the entire day is asr. So we'll say, so now the Gemara is suggesting Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that in the absence of a Beis HaMikdash, in the absence of the Karban HaOmer, the entire 16th of Nisan is Asar B'Chadash. So the Gemara says, really? Umi Savalei Kavase, is that true? V'ha Miflag Poligale. It actually sounds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is arguing on Rabbi Yehuda. We'll say, why? What did we see in the Mishnah? This nan, Mishacharav Beis HaMikdash, Hiskan Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shi Yomaneif Kulo Aser. So we'll say, ultimately again, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted a takana that the Yom HaNeif, the 16th of Nisan, the second day of Pesach, should be totally Aser in Chadash. Rabbi Yehuda argues. Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, V'halo min HaTorah hu Aser. Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Rabbi Yehuda says, what? That mid the orais of the second day of Pesach is already aser in Chadash dichsev ad etzim hayom hazeh. So we'll say, so how can you say that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is aligned? So we'll say, first of all, what does it sound like from the Mishnah? What it sounds like from the Mishnah is that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is making a takana. Takana by definition means what? A dirabanan. Rabbi Yehuda is saying, I don't need your dirabanan. It is already aser mid the orais. So how can you align the two? To which the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda hu dekatoi. So we'll say, it's Rabbi Yehuda is making a mistake in Mishnah. Who's Sabar? We'll say, first wide line, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai mid Rabbanan ka'amar, belohi mid the Oraisa ka'amar. So we'll say, Rabbi Yehuda thought that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was instituting or legislating a new rabbinic enactment. But it's not true. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai actually agrees that in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash mid the Oraisa, the entire day, the 16th of Nisan, the second day Pesach, is Asr and Chadash. But how can you say that? V'ha hiskin katani. Rabbi Yochanan, it's not what the Mishnah says. Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah says explicitly that hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan, hiskin means what? Hiskin means midrabanan. He's instituting a new rabbinic law. My hiskin. Rabbi Yochanan, what does it mean, hiskin? Darash v'hiskin. What it means to both say is that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai delved into the psukim, and as a result of his understanding of the psukim, hiskin, he instituted a law. But he didn't institute a new law, Rabbi Yochanan. What he did is he instituted the biblical law. And the biblical law is just as Rabbi Yehuda said, namely that what? That halacha l'maisa midoraisa, the second day Pesach, 16th of Nisan, is Asr b'chadash. So we'll say this is a very, very, very novel understanding of the Lashon, of Darash the Hiskin. He darshan the Psukim, and therefore established the halacha. But Hiskin does not mean a drabanan. Hiskin means he established the law as it is clearly, and as it is understood midoraisa. Rapavar of Hunra de Yeshua. So we'll say, so fine. So first of all, understand this is a novel interpretation of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. It's certainly not the conventionally held understanding of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. But Rabbi Yochanan, what we come out with over here, I'm just pointing out, is really a fundamental machlokes on the timeline of the Isser of Chadash. Ultimately, you have Rav and Shmuel who are holding that really Chadash, when there's a Beis HaMikdash, Chadash becomes permitted with the Omer. If there's not a Beis HaMikdash, then Heir Mizrach, that as soon as daybreak comes. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, who are saying no, Chadash always becomes permitted as of daybreak, It's just when there is a Beis HaMikdash L'chatchila, you should wait until the Karban HaOmer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Huda, who are both agreeing that what? That in the absence of a Beis HaMikdash, the entire second day of Yom Tiv, 16th of Nisan, is going to be Asar B'Chadash. Since the only Machlokes ultimately is, Rabbi Huda certainly holds it's Doraisa. Does Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai hold it's Doraisa as well? Pashat Pshat seems to be no. He holds it is a Dirabanan. But apparently, according to this interpretation now, he's holding it's a Doraisa as well. The Gemara now tells us what people did. Rapapa Rabbi Huda Yoshua, Achli Chadash Ba'arta Dishisar, Nagi Shivsar. Both say Rabbi Papa and Rabbi Huna Bar Yehoshua would eat Chadash when? In the evening of the 16th, prior to the 17th. So the evening of the second day of Yom Tiv, leading into the third day of Yom Tiv. Why? What was the logic for that? Kasavar, Chadash B'chutzal Aretz Dirabanan. So both say they held that Chadash Chutzal Aretz, and now we're going to get into this. We're going to get into Zimeret Hashem. They held that Chadash and Chutzal Aretz is only Aser Midirabanan. And furthermore, again, so we'll say, see, this now, you came by just in time. This is where Mamish gets very excited. So watch this, we'll say. So now here is the issue we have. How does this all translate into Chutz La'aretz, where you have a Sveika D'Yoma? Remember again, inherent in Chutz La'aretz Yom Tov observance is this date ambiguity. So now, Bosai, everyone is agreeing that something's happening with Chadash on the second day of Yom Tov. What's our problem in Chutz La'aretz? Our problem in Chutz La'aretz is, which day is the second day of Yom Tov? There are two possibilities. Either the second day is the second day, or the third day is the second day. So how does that translate, ultimately, again, into Chadash observance in Chutz La'aretz? So there are really two kashas. Kasha number one is there Chadash in Chutz La'aretz? That's the one which we have not dealt with. And number two, if there is Chadash in Chutz La'aretz, ultimately, again, what do you do with that vis-a-vis Sveika D'Yoma? So here, the Gemara is telling us, and this is amazing. Rav Papa and Rav Yeshua would eat Chadash. They were in Chutz La'aretz, they were in Babel. So when did they eat Chadash? They ate Chadash on the evening of the second day of Yom Tov, right? Which for us is Yom Tov Sheni, right? They ate it on the evening of the second day going into the third day. What does that tell us? That tells us, number one, there is Chadash in Chutz La'aretz. That's number one. But, Ula Sveika Lo Chayshina. Rabbi say, we don't have to get into Sveika D'Yoma. We don't have to essentially say, well, we shouldn't eat Chadash in Chutz La'aretz, ultimately again, on the second day of Yom Tov, and on the third day, with the possibility that the third day is the second day. So that, says Rabbi Papa Rav Yehoshua, we do not go ahead and do. Let's look at Rashi just a moment. Kasavar Chadash Chutz La'aretz D'Rabbanan. Ula Sveika, bless you. So we'll say, now, I'm sorry. Now the logic of this is because they're holding, there is Chadash and Chutz La'aretz, but what? It's Midirabbanan. So we'll say, essentially what they're saying is, you can't pile Dirabbanans on Dirabbanans. Yom Tov Sheni is a Dirabbanan, Chadash and Chutz La'aretz is a Dirabbanan. You can't tell me now that I can't eat Chadash until after the third day of Yom Tov, because then I will say that's one Dirabbanan on another Dirabbanan. That's Chadash Dirabbanan on top of Sveika D'Yoma Dirabbanan. That's what we're not going to do. But so they would wait to eat Chadash ultimately until the end of the second day of Yom Tov. The rabbis in the Yeshiva Ravashi, Achlu Tzaf B'Tzafra D'Shivsar. They ate Chadash only on the morning of the 17th. So we'll say what they would do is, they wouldn't eat Chadash the entire day of the 16th, up until the morning of the 17th. So the Gemara says, so we'll say, what's the logic there? Because the morning of the 17th, that's Heir Pnei Mizrach. What's the logic? So the Gemara says, Kasavra Chadash b'chutz la'aretz d'oraisa. So we'll say, ultimately, again, they held that Chadash b'chutz la'aretz is d'oraisa. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai midirabanan ka'amar. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when he said that the Yom Hanif is Asar, that was only midirabanan. V'chi takin l'yom Hanif l'sveika lo takin. And ultimately again, the takana was only for the actual Yom Hanif, but it was not halacha l'maisa, but it was not for the extra day. Amar Avina, Amra li'eim, my mother told me, avuch lo achal chadash ala ba'arta d'shivsar, Nehigi Tamnia. Timnaser, excuse me. I was listening to this. Ravina said, my mother told me that my father never ate Chadash. Ravina is also Chutz La'aretz. My father never ate Chadash. Ella Ba'arta the Shivsar until the evening of the 17th. I was remembering again, what's the evening of the 17th? That's third day Pesach. until the evening of the 17th, Nagi Tim Nisar, going into the 18th, the fourth night of Pesach, the Savarla Krabi Huda, the Chayish Lisveka. Because ultimately, again, he held like Rabbi Yehuda, and also Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi says, "Some of Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Kol Yom Hanif Asher Min HaTorah, V'Chadash Asher B'Chutzar D'Oraisa, Hilcha Chayish L'Gabosa." Listen to this. So Ravina's father, essentially, he took all the shitas. So I'll say, what are all the shitas? Number one, Chadash and Chutzar D'Asher D'Oraisa. That's number one. Number two, in the absence of the Beis Hamikdash, right? Yom Hanif is Kula Asher. Rabbi Huda, like we pass like Rabbi Huda, that the entire day, the entire second day of Yom Tov, ultimately again is going to be Asr in Chadash. And number three, that we observe, because Chadash is Midarais and Chutz Laretz, and Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, you have to be Choshech for Sveika de Yoma in Chutz Laretz. Therefore, again, the second day may be the second day, the third day may be the second day, and therefore Halacha L'maaseh didn't eat Chadash until nightfall, really, of the fourth night of Pesach, in order to go ahead and keep in mind all of these different shitos. But we're going to see halacha l'maaseh what we do with chadash, or we'll discuss chadash and chutz laretz, and therefore the ramifications of this in just a little bit. Let's go weiter. Ha'omer hitir b'medina. So we'll say the halacha is that once you brought the carbon ha'omer hitir b'medina. We'll say hitir b'medina means that halacha l'maaseh chadash becomes permitted. Chadash, you could eat new crop once you go ahead and you bring. The Karmana Omer. Ushtei Alecha HaMikdash. Now, we'll say, the Shtei Alecha, remember again, are the two loaves that are brought in the Beis HaMikdash, that are brought on Shavuos. So apparently what the Mishnah is teaching me is as follows. It's actually quite amazing. You could see, so private consumption, we'll call it mundane consumption of new crop, you could do immediately after bringing the Karban HaOmer. In the Beis HaMikdash, you could not bring sacrificial items from the new crop until after the Shtei HaLechem. So the Gemara says, we'll see why that is. So the Gemara says, Mikdash, Emeviya Menachos, Bikurim, Minchas, Behema, Kodem, Laomer. We'll say, so you can't go ahead and bring Menachos, Bikurim, Minchas, Behema, from the new crop until after the Omer. Emhevi, Pasel. If you brought from the new crop prior, before the Omer, it's Pasel. Kodem, Meshtei Alechem, and ideally, you should not be bringing in the Beis HaMikdash from the new crop prior to the offering of the Shtei HaLechem, but in Hevi Kasher. But if you did, the carbon will still be Kasher. Yosef Rabbi Tarfon v'kai Kasherle. So Rabbi Tarfon was sitting and he was pondering this, and he came up with the following question. Ma bein kodim lo omer lo kodim Shtei HaLechem? Why is it, Rabbi said, that for sacrificial items, like the carbon mincha, why is it that you have to, that ideally you shouldn't bring the mincha from the new crop until after the Shtei HaLechem? Why isn't bringing the carbon, why isn't waiting until after the carbon ha-omer enough? So the Gemara says, Amr lefan of Yehuda ben Nechemia, listen to this. So Yehuda ben Nechemia said, Lo, im amrit kodim lo omer shekin lo hoder mechlalo etzel hedyot. See, Rabbi say, before the omer, ultimately again, there's not even a comparison by hedyot. There's nothing, so Rabbi say, by, meaning before the omer, even by mundane consumption, it'll be aser. Tomar kodim l'shtei halechem shehoder mechlalo etzel hedyot. Ultimately again, when it comes to Shtei Alechem, what Rabbi Tarfon is trying to understand is as follows, that ultimately, again, the halacha is, by sacrificial items, if you end up bringing from Chadash, before the offering of the Omer, and you use that crop for sacrificial purposes, the carbon will be pasul. Masha'inkein, if you use from the new crop before Shtei Alechem, the carbon will be mutter, even though that is not desirable. So Rabbi Tarfon is trying to understand why that is. To which Yehuda ben Nechemia says, "Then I'll tell you why. Because before the bringing of the Omer of Osai, there is none of Chadash produce is permitted, not even for mundane use. However, Tomar Kodem Shtei Alechem Shuter Michlalo Itzel Hedyot. Once the Karban Omer is brought, even though it's before Shtei Alechem, you can go ahead and use of this new crop prior to what? For mundane consumption, even though it's not ideal for sacrificial use." But there is still a permitted use. Therefore, Bidi Eved, if you ended up bringing sacrificial items from this new crop after the Omer, but before Shtei Alechem, ultimately it'll be okay. Shasak Rabbi Tarfon. So Rabbi Tarfon, his question was turned on its head. So he was answered, Tzav Apanos Rabbi Yehuda ben Nechemia. So also Rabbi Yehuda ben Nechemia apparently was very proud of himself that he was able to show Rabbi Tarfon why he was wrong. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. So we'll say, so Tzav Apanos is almost like a lashon of gloating. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Nechemia was gloating, Rashi says, Samach. He rejoiced a bit too much. He gloated a bit too much that he answered up Rabbi Tarfon. So to the point that apparently, you can infer from the side, that Rabbi Tarfon was somewhat embarrassed. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva Yehuda, Savu panecha sheshavta zazakin. You're gloating because you went ahead and you shtered the old man, Reit Rabbi Tarfon, Timhani im Tarich Yamim. Both said, this is actually amazing. So ultimately, again, Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm sorry, I'll be shocked if you live to an old age. So both say, this is an incredible idea. What Rabbi Akiva was saying is, you know, one of the most severe infractions is when a person is mevaza Talmud Chacham. When a person goes in and treats a Talmud Chacham in a degrading manner and compromises their covet, ultimately, you know, both say, because remember, the covet of a Talmud Chacham is the covet of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. If you take liberties with the covet of a Talmud Chacham, you are taking liberties with the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the repercussions for that are quite severe. So Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Yehuda, Mamish, you're gloating over the fact that you went, you embarrassed Rabbi Tarfon. I'm scared to know what the ramifications for that are for you are going to be. So Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, so we'll say this, Rabbi Yehuda says, O Saper Kras HaPesach Haya. So we'll say this all occurred a couple of weeks before Pesach. Kishalisi Latzeres, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi says, when I came back to Yerushalayim for Shavuos, Sha'alti Achar Rabbi Yehuda ben Nechemya Heichanu. I asked for Rabbi Yehuda ben Nechemya, Va'amruli Niftar V'halachlo. And I was told he had passed away. So we'll say, so again, just so you understand, this story occurred a few weeks before Pesach, and already apparently by Shavuos, unfortunately, Rabbi Yehuda ben Nechemya had already passed away. Incredibly dramatic story. Amram Nachar Bar Yitzchak. The Divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Nechemya. We'll say using Rabbi Yehuda ben Nechemya's logic, nisachim, or I think it changes to niske, right? Yeah, niske bikurim. So, niske bikurim. I'm sorry. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, niske bikurim shekrivan kodem laomer kasherim. Ultimately, again, if you have niske bikurim that were offered up before the Omer, they're kosher. Now, we'll say, now what does this mean? Rashi says, niske bikurim, miyayin shebichar kodno over krivim kshem. So we'll say, this is talking about grapes. So if you went ahead and you brought nisachim, ultimately, again, from grapes from before the Omer, the offering will be kosher. To which the Gemara says, pshita. Now, that's obviously, we'll say, remember again, chadash, remember, the carbon Omer only impacts what? Only impacts grain. It has nothing to do with grapes. So obviously, if you're bringing from the new crop prior to what? Prior to the bringing of the Omer, of course it'll be fine. Pshita, Maltema, what would I have thought? Hassam, Maltema, Hassam hu dehutar michla lo, Eitzel hayot, Ava hacha dehutar michla lo, lo. We'll say, I might have thought that it's only ultimately, again, that which has a parallel, that which is permitted, Eitzel hayot. But ultimately, again, here, by the case of grapes, there's no parallel case. In other words, we'll say, because it's all permitted. In other words, there's no part of the grapes that's mutter, no part of the grapes that's asr. I might have thought that therefore it should be asr until the Omer is brought. Kamash molan kol shekin hacha delo iser klal. But says, therefore, the Gemara says, all the more so here, where again, all the grapes are permitted, certainly again, this will be permitted as well. Bayrami barchama, shtei alecha, so let's just begin this, we'll have to continue this tomorrow. Bayrami barchama, shtei alecha, maushi yatiru, shaloki sidron. So here's what's interesting. What we establish in the Mishnah Bosei is as follows. For general consumption, the halacha is what? New crop becomes permitted when? Becomes permitted when? After the Karban HaOmer. For sacrificial items, chadash only becomes permitted when? After the Omer and then the shtei alechem. The Gemara asks a very interesting question. What happens? Shtei halechem maushi atiru shaloki sidron. I will say, do the shtei halechem permit even if they're offered up out of order? Or as we'll say, let's say you have a case of produce that only saw the shtei halechem but didn't see the karban omer. Could that produce be used ultimately in sacrificial service? Heichi, then we'll say very quickly, what's the case? Kegon dezar inu bein omer l'shtei halechem the chalef alayo shtei halechem the omer. So let's listen to this case. I planted wheat. Right in between the Karban HaOmer and the Shtei HaLechem, right? And what happens? You used a lot of miracle grow, and Baruch Hashem, it grew. Now, Basai, I harvested before the Shtei HaLechem. So now it'll be there for the offering of the Shtei HaLechem. But what, Rabbi Basai? But what? But ultimately, again, it missed the Omer. So what's the halacha? So my kisidron shayon shelo kisidron lo shayon. Do we say that it's only if the produce has an Omer and then a Shtei HaLechem that it's permitted? Or maybe out of order, it will also be permitted. Rabbi Yosai, now, by the way, there's really two kashas over here. Kasha number one, Rabbi Yosai, is, does it just need shtei alechem? And kasha number two is, if it needs both, is it okay if it has first shtei alechem and then what? Then karban haomer of the next year. So Rabbi Yosai, Meretz Hashem, we'll continue with that tomorrow.